The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty God, gracious Lord, we thank you that your Holy Spirit renews the church in every age. Pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep them steadfast in your word. Protect and comfort them in times of trial. Defend them against all enemies of the gospel. And bestow on the church your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. Well, I brought this in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
A reading from Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray Psalm 46 responsively. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be moved, and though the mountains shake in the depths of the sea.
Though its waters rage and foam, and though the mountains tremble with its tumult.
There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High.
God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be shaken. God shall help it at the break of day.
The nations rage and the kingdoms shake. God speaks and the earth melts away.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Come now, regard the works of the Lord. What desolations God has brought upon the earth.
Behold the one who makes war to cease in all the world, who breaks the bow and shatters the spear and burns the shields with fire.
Be still then and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The second reading is a reading from Romans. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For no human being will be justified in his sight by deeds prescribed by the law. For through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now, apart from law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed and is attested by the law and the prophets. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. They are now justified by his grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a sacrifice of atonement by his blood, effective through faith. He did this to show his righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over the sins previously committed. It was to prove at the present time that he himself is righteous, and that he justifies the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of boasting? It is excluded. By what law? By that of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that a person is justified by faith, apart from works prescribed by the law. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying, 'You will be made free'?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The Son has a place there forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Well, this Sunday we are happy to welcome Katie Lepas to share her faith statement with us.
I've been coming to the church ever since I was a baby, and it has played a major role throughout my whole life. Sometimes it felt more important than other times. Other times it felt like a chore to drag myself out of bed every Sunday morning to come here. On days when there seemed to be so much going on in my life, it's easy to say that I don't have time for church or that there's better things for me to be doing right now. But every time I had these thoughts, my mom was the one that made sure I always ended up coming. At the time, I was probably resentful, but looking back, I'm glad she did. She always encouraged me on whatever I wanted to do and pushed me towards things that I needed to do. She's always looking out for what's best for me, but she's not the only one. Being on an ice skating team has given me some of the closest friends I've ever had. No matter what challenges in my life I'm going through, I can be sure that they'll always be there to help me through it. They encourage me to do everything that I can, and they help me with what I can't do alone. Similar to my friends and family, baptism is another way that I can remember my faith. It reminds me how every person is extraordinary in the eyes of God. In baptism, the water is just regular water. It doesn't have magical powers that turn you into a perfect Christian. It's completely normal. But when it combines with the power of God's word, that's when it becomes special. This relates to me because before baptism, I was just an ordinary human baby, but after being baptized, I'm a child of God. Communion is important to me because it's my weekly reminder of this. If I'm having a particularly bad week, when I get communion on Sunday, I know that God loves me and is always looking out for me. I would consider myself to be more of a quiet Christian. I don't scream about my faith for the whole world to hear, but rather say it to myself for me to know. I can use it whenever I need strength to decide between what's hard but right or what is easier but wrong. My faith can help me do the right thing no matter how hard it may be. I've been taught all my life about what a good decision is and what a bad decision is, and I've translated this into the many decisions that I will make. My faith influences my life in a more subtle way. Prayer is another thing that helps me. I pray when my life is going unbelievably well and also when I could use a little bit of help. I feel close to God because I know that He is always listening to me and will always do what's best for me. God has given me many gifts. I plan to serve Christ by using what has been given to me to help all the people around me. I can help God's people by sharing what I was given to others who have different gifts. No matter what we're given, there's always a way to help use it to help others. God gave us these talents for them to be shared amongst ourselves and used to make the world a better place for everyone. Revelations 12:12. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. But he is filled with fury because he knows that his time is short. To me, this phrase shows how we should have faith that even if you're going through hard times, things will always get better. When it says the devil has gone down to earth, it shows how there's going to be hard times in your life. But when it says he knows his time is short, it shows me that you just need to have faith that the bad times will end. We need to trust that God will get us through anything and everything life throws at us. It shows you how you need to have faith that you can get through all hard times and get to a better place. Thank you.